And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Merritt basketball team set school records this weekend up at the area tournament in Enid. On Friday night, the Merritt Oilers punched their ticket into this week's 2A state tournament with an area finals win over Central Salisaw 42-40. It'll be the Oilers' eighth trip to the state tournament, first since 2017. Then on Saturday, Oilerettes bounced back from an area finals loss Friday night, 57-49 to Kip Tulsa, and punched their ticket into the 2A state tournament by punishing Hartshorne 77-52. 12th time Merritt's Oilerettes have qualified for state. School history was made, though, with both teams making state in the same year for the first time ever. 2A starts on Wednesday. Oilerettes face Pecola at 10:30 in the morning. The Oilers draw Hennessy at 9 p.m. in the final of eight quarterfinal matchups on Wednesday. Four state champs were crowned in Class A and B, boys and girls. A couple familiar girls winners and two newer winners on the boys' side. For the seventh time in nine seasons, Sealing's Lady Cats are Class A girls state champs with a 64-46 win over Oklahoma Bible. Senior Bracey Nyberg poured in a game-high 28 for Sealing. Head coach Brady Hamer's seventh state title, tied for third all-time with Rick Wilson. Class B girls champ, familiar one. For a state record 16th time, Lomega's Lady Raiders are state champions after defeating Lakeba Sickles 53-43. Senior Abby Swart scorched the Nets for Lomega with 24. Head coach Kevin Llewellyn earned his eighth state championship. That ties him with Bertha Frank Teague for the most all-time in Oklahoma. Class A boys state champion is Okarchi. Warriors knocked off defending champ Caddo 56-38. Okarchi held Caddo to 7 second-half points. It's their first state title since 1979. And then the biggest upset of the day came in Class B. Number one undefeated Calumet fell to Wilson Henrietta 69-45. Tigers outscored Calumet 30-11 in the fourth quarter to pull away and win. Wilson Henrietta led by four Shelburne brothers. They all started. They combined for 64 of the 69 Tigers points in the win. Before Wednesday, Wilson had never even won a game in the state tournament. Now they've not only won the first gold ball in boys basketball, but the first state title for Wilson in any sport. Oklahoma City Thunder held off the hard-charging Phoenix Suns last night, 118-110 in the Valley of the Sun. The Thunder held a 24-point third-quarter lead before Phoenix went on a 38-8 run, took the lead by 6 with 8 minutes left. OKC closed with a 25-12 push to win their 42nd game in 60 tries, their 42-18 record, best in the West as they sit atop the Western Conference standings. They'll get back at it tonight in L.A. against LeBron and the Lakers. You can hear Thunder Lakers 98.1 FM, 1240 AM. Pregame tonight gets cranking at 8 ahead of the late night 9:30 tip. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.